This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The case of Alex Bregman. I was very, very confident that there would be a reunion. Pretty much up until this weekend was when I was like, wait a second, like something feels a little off here. And then you start asking around, you start talking to folks around the game. And I've always wanted to do this, Sierra.
Okay.
There might be a mystery team involved in the Alex Bregman sweepstakes. I love that as a kid being like, you know, there's a mystery. How is there a mystery team? There's a mystery team as far as like, do I know who the team is? Yes. But it's a team that to me has not been linked to Bregman in his free agency this year or last year when he left Houston. So it's an interesting fit. The more you think about it, the more it makes sense. But yeah, I think if you're the Red Sox, you have your number because this is not the first time that you've negotiated with this player. You have a dollar amount. You have a number of years that you're willing to go. And this quote unquote mystery team, I do think that they're willing to commit more years to Bregman than the Red Sox are. And that causes some trouble for the Red Sox offseason plans here.
Jared Carrabas yesterday on the MLB Network.
I got to call him out, though. If he knows who the mystery team is, then it's not a mystery team.
Well,
you solved the mystery.
It's true.
Cracked the case.
It's true. Do you think when Scott Boras gives John Heyman, I mean, I'm sorry, I don't want to have Heyman yell at me. Do you think when Heyman does his classic bomb drop mystery team, do you think Boras lets him know who the mystery team is?
No,
or do you think
I don't,
he doesn't typically know? Boras is like, and there's a mystery team, and Heyman's like, oh, well, there must be a mystery team.
No, yeah, I don't think that there is one.
Do I know who the team is? Yes.
Yeah, so no, I don't think there is one. In the case of Heyman, I think he's working for Boras. So he's like,
so you think I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm
saying?
That
is a negotiating ploy tactic from Boras. There is no mystery.
So
team.
So if it's down to like the Dodgers and the Blue Jays, they're like, oh, and mystery team. So now the Dodgers are like, oh crap, there's a third team, but there isn't.
I can't even believe it.
Here's the thing with Carrabas.
Yeah,
you can't be like, I know who the mystery
Just
team
say
is,
who it is,
and then not say it.
Say it.
Say it.
Say it.
I love Carrabas. I'm sure Carrabas did know. I'm not questioning if he knew or not.
Yeah,
but just tell us who it is.
Well, we all know who it is now.
Well, yeah. Bob Nightingale came out. Really good reporting by Bob Nightingale.
He's
all
been
offseason.
All over
he's
the map.
He's been really good.
At least a little
so
help.
I don't even know if Carrabas wants to be reporting the same thing as Bob Nightingale.
Oh, good point.
But once Nightingale came out and said it's the D-backs, he's like, that is the mystery team I was talking
Snakes.
About.
Yeah. Snakes in on Bregman. Apparently Bregman has a home in Scottsdale. So they, I guess he can't. Because remember everybody was like, oh, his wife's going to school at Harvard. And you're like, okay.
Yeah. For how long?
She could
the
still,
rest of her life?
Yeah.
Like how long is she doing that? For
the next 10 years. Right. She's going to be a triple doctorate. You're like, okay, awesome.
All right.
So I guess he lives in Arizona. I don't think it really matters where he has houses. I think it's what team is going to give him the most money. And if Arizona is going to be dumb and give him 6 years, then he'll take it. And it'd be smart of him to take it.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm not blaming Bregman for getting a massive deal. I just can't imagine how many more years he's going to be really good for. But that is the cost of a lot of baseball contracts. It seems like it's one the Red Sox don't want to get involved in. They're like, hey, we don't want to get burned on the back end of these long-term deals. Okay, then you won't get good players on the front end of those good deals or all those long-term deals. So let's say Bregman signs with Arizona for, what, 6 years?
Yeah, I think the reports now are like 5 or 6.
5, 170,
something like that. Yeah. That's like the projected market. I shouldn't say reports. That's like the projected market, though.
How many times do you think he'll be an all-star? 1?
2?
2. Okay, 2. Yeah, maybe 2. Yeah. Like, go. Yeah, that's fine. But they're willing to sort of stomach it and eat the rest of the money, I guess, after that. I'm very surprised by the Bregman market, if this is in fact what it is. I thought, and you and I maybe were during the season off and on, we'd be talking about, you know, Bregman has an opt-out, but I'm like, he's hurt. He's been missed all these games. He might just opt back in. Over $80 million for 2 more years, and he even has an opportunity to have a healthy season and opt out next year. But he opted out, and I was like, all right, well, maybe they'll just re-sign him. That's fine. And no, like out of nowhere, the Diamondbacks, who are apparently trying to trade Ketel Marte and then free up some of that money to sign Alex Bregman. So that's sort of the story there. So would it be like a swap? No, I know it's not a trade because Bregman's not under contract, but like just like a player swap? And, well, I would not be happy with that.
No, me either. But like, let's effectively say, yeah, the Red Sox feel like they can get similar production out of Marte, who's under contract, and a fraction of the cost for Alex Bregman. But then it's like, this is where I do think the intangibles with Bregman, which as pro Bregman as I am, I love that signing last year. I wanted it. It happened. I think you saw a lot of what he brings to the table. Winning player, good intangibles. I think fixing everybody's swing and helping the pitchers and all that. Yeah. I think all that stuff's way overblown.
What about the rookie suits?
I know.
That's nice.
But I do think he's a winning player.
How do you know their sizes?
And I do think that some of those intangibles matter to me. And if you're going to say Marte gives us the same production as Bregman, all right, I get that on some level. And he'll do it at a fraction of the cost, half the cost or whatever.
Yeah. He's cheap.
But then it's like
cheapish.
Ketel Marte, horrible teammate last year.
That's what it sounds like.
Bregman, great teammate. And now are you right back where you were with Devers and like having a crappy teammate
back
who
into
might,
a chemistry discussion.
Might be able to hit, but we're back into a chemistry discussion. Exactly. So I don't really like what that move represents. If you have Bregman here and you add Marte to it, maybe you have enough leadership to withstand that. If you're subtracting Bregman to replace him with Marte, clearly the Diamondbacks are comfortable doing that trade. They're like, we got to get Marte the hell out of here and bring in a guy like Bregman. Why are you going to be picking up their garbage and letting them sign your guy? Why are you doing that?
I don't know. So that I don't really want. In fact, we were talking about like if you re-sign Bregman and brought in Marte. So you have Bregman at third, you have Story at short, you have Marte at second. Okay. Good. Like I'll take both of them.
I'm saying
I don't want one, and if it's only one, I don't want it
to
be Marte.
And maybe Marte won't infect the team as much if Bregman is here. Although Bregman is here, Endeavor's infected the team plenty, so but maybe that's poor logic.
At least he's not taking Marte's position. There's an open position. He's not taking anybody's position at second base, right? Like maybe Stories, but you know what I'm saying? Like he would be slotted in there at second base. That would improve your lineup. I would definitely take that. He was a switch hitting second baseman. Last year, he only played in 126 games. The year before, though, he was third in the MVP in the National League. He's already 32, and we already heard this excuse, which we both feel like is an excuse, on missing out on the polar bear, Pete Alonso. They're like, oh, we don't like, he's too old.
Yep.
Well, Marte's older than Alonso.
Bregman's older.
And Bregman's also older, so what are we doing? But no, it definitely feels like right now, and we've had Bradford on the show a couple times in the offseason, and we sort of asked him, like, all right, what percent chance do you think that Bregman's back? And he's been, like, teetering, like, 51-49. I'll ask you, scale of 1 to 100, 100% is he's back. Alex Bregman?
Yeah, 33.
7.
That
I'm
low.
Going 7. Yeah,
wow.
He's gone.
7.
Yeah, I'm going Jokestig 7. Yeah. He's gone, and I did not expect this. Like, when they signed the contract, I'm like, all right, well, there's opt-outs in there, but there were opt-outs with J.D. Martinez or opt-outs with some other guys, and they usually retained him. The guys that they wanted, they kept. Because that was a lot of money for a year.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to get $40 million next year, but he might get 5 years, which the Red Sox apparently aren't going to offer.
Now, Carrabas wasn't exactly promising fireworks last week like Will.
No.
But he was playing up the Will tweet last week, and Bradfo came on last week that was going on and said, expect a sad trombone.
Sad trombone.
And Bradfo was right about that. And now Bradfo is saying, last we talked to him, 51-49, Bregman is back.
Yeah. That seems way too high.
You're at 7%.
Yeah, I don't think he's back now.
Here's Chris Cotillo yesterday on MLB Network as well. He seems to think there's a greater chance, certainly than you do,
okay,
that Bregman could be back. Here's what he said.
I think it might take a little while for them to kind of come to terms on value. I think it's more likely that he returns than it was a couple weeks ago when they were pursuing the Alonzos and to a lesser degree the Schwarbers of the world. But he could also have some big offers elsewhere. People are worried about the market. You know, the Cubs are involved. The Tigers wanted him a year ago. I could see the Mariners. I don't know where the money's going to come from, but seeing him as a guy that can put them over the edge. So I think he'll have his pick. The one thing I think is he's not going to go for that short-term pillow deal again. I think he's going to go for the biggest deal, the most amount of years, and have this be, hopefully for him, the last contract of his career. And we'll see if the Red Sox can get to that financial point.
Okay. So that is the problem. He's not taking a pillow contract. He's not taking a short-term deal. He won't take another deal with opt-outs where the Red Sox have, they can play it up as a $200 million deal or whatever, but really it's an $80 million deal where he can opt out. I'm just grabbing numbers out of the ether. And on top of that, it's going to come down to that money. That definitely does not sound like the current John Henry Red Sox.
Yeah, I don't know how you can be confident in it, you know, other than what Cotillo says at the start, where he's like, all right, they didn't get Pete Alonso or Kyle Schwarber, so like maybe they can slightly up the offer. But if they're worried about the long-term deal, and if that's what Bregman, because then he later in his answer says Bregman's not going to want the short-term deal. So how's that going to line up? Who's right. going to give in? Is Bregman going to settle for 2 or 3 years, or are the Red Sox going to go to 5 or 6 years? I don't think either are going to happen, and that's why I feel like he's going to go somewhere else. And he even named a bunch of teams that are interested. So it's not like he has a small market. There's no real third baseman really available. So like you add all that together, factor in, you know, his playoff success and everything else. And, you know, when he was healthy last year, he was productive. He was good. I don't think he should have, but he did make the All-Star team. So like he had a good year, 50 games missed aside. So somebody's going to offer him a bunch of money. There's always like people were so surprised locally at how much Pete Alonso got by the Orioles. And I was like, why? It's free agency.
I don't think it was a lot of money at all.
I don't either. And going into free agency, there was a lot of these projections, and Alex Bregman was expected to make more money than Pete Alonso and Schwarber. Mm. So if you look at what those guys just signed for, the Red Sox aren't giving him that.
No.
So he's gone.
So what's the pivot and what's the plan?
Oh, man.
I'm reading Brad Foe here at WEEI.com.
Okay.
He says only 21 of the Athletics' top 50 free agents have been signed. Now, he makes that sound like that's a small number. 21 out of 50.
Okay.
That's a lot of free agents.
Only half the free agents. Also, like, the 45th best free agent. Like, who even is that?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think if you look at some of these top 10 lists, like, half of the top 10 is gone. Tucker's still out there. Bregman's still out there. Framber Valdez is still out. Like, it's not like no one. Bichette is still out there. So it's not nobody. But
like, Tucker?
Yeah.
Like, where's he going?
Not here.
That's my point. So it's like, all right, so some of these guys aren't on there, but also, okay.
Bradford makes it sound like 21 of the top 50 free agents, according to The Athletic, have signed. Like, that's a small number. No, that's a big number, number one. And number two, he kind of undercuts everything else here by saying, well, who's plan A? Alex Bregman. And he gets into, or he says his best guess, his most educated guess is Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
Red Sox played their market perfectly last year. But then he goes into making a case about the market and the Andrew Friedman tweet that he put out last week and resurfaced last week, where if you're reasonable on every free agent, you're going to come in third on every free agent.
Yeah.
He goes to, there's also the idea of Bo Bichette, which I think would be another pivot. Ketel Marte are mentioned in there.
I'll take Bo Bichette.
He says the idea that this iteration of the Red Sox front office will win a free agent bidding war, he puts it on the front office, will win a bidding war with the likes of Toronto doesn't seem realistic, which I would agree with. So I don't know. I mean, if your plan right now, plan A is Bregman, which I agree it is, but I don't feel great about it. I don't feel as bad as you, but I don't feel great about it.
Yeah.
And then your pivots are Ketel Marte, which would be the Diamondbacks saying, we want Bregman, we don't want Marte.
Right.
And you're like, great, we'll take Bregman. That feels like you're losing that trade.
Right. The Diamondbacks are willing to spend more money than you are.
Or it's spending a crap ton of money on Bo Bichette. I don't like the one scenario, and the other doesn't sound realistic. So what's really the plan if they don't get Bregman? I don't know.
Yeah, it's punt.
Isak Paredes.
Isak. Yeah.
Brendan Donovan and Eugenio Suarez. Like, yep. That's the actual plan if you don't get Bregman, I think.
What about calling up the Royals again and saying, give me the Pasquad.
I like
Give me Cole Reagans. No, so I was looking at this. So I took the ESPN top 50 list and I cut it in half. So just top 25, right, to wrap your head around.
Yeah.
And a bunch of those guys have already signed, like Schwarber and Alonso and Dylan Cease, but there are other guys available. But this jumped out to me. Both Alex Bregman and Lucas Giolito are ranked in the top 25. Mm-hmm. So not only are you likely to not sign anybody in the top 25, you're going to lose two guys out of the top 25.
Great point.
So your team hasn't even, you're not treading water. You're worse. You brought in Sonny Gray, who I don't hate. I'm not trying to pile on Sonny Gray. I'll take Sonny Gray. I don't know about Oviedo as much, but whatever. It's a new body in there in the rotation. But you're removing Lucas Giolito, and then you're also, who had a good season, and then you're removing Alex Bregman. And you're like, what do you have? And you and I aren't Devers people, but you had half a season of Devers in the lineup. Now you don't have him. No, like, you don't have that production.
We're not Devers people, and I'm fine moving on from him. You have to replace
him. Right. And that's what we've always maintained is like, all right, you didn't do that. And also, don't you think they're probably going to trade Duran?
Yeah.
So you might lose Duran, Giolito, and Bregman and replace him with Sonny Gray.
Sick. And Isak Paredes.
Awesome. They haven't even got him yet.
That might be giving him too much credit. That's true. Yeah. So, no, look, I stand by. Breslow had a good offseason last year.
He did.
But I'm not.
It's a new year.
I'm not going to keep standing by. He's a good GM if he doesn't follow it up with anything. It was a very good year last year for him, especially the offseason. Not so much the trade deadline. But if he can't follow that up and he just had one good offseason, what does that mean?
So
Ben Cherington had one good offseason. He was fired like 2 years later.
Prediction.
Yeah.
As mad as everybody was that they didn't sign Pete Alonso, you and I were on when it happened. We were pissed about it. A lot of people were pissed about it. I don't know if every single fan necessarily wanted him back and didn't have like an attachment to him. Do you think, even though he's a little bit more polarizing than I thought, do you think the reaction when Bregman signed somewhere else is going to be even worse?
No.
I think it is. Here's why. Because they
I
brought
think more
in,
people want. People wanted a lot. People preferred Alonso to
people
Bregman.
People want Alonso more than Bregman.
Yeah, I didn't. You did. I think most listeners did. I mean, when EEI Afternoons did it, Greg Hill's show did it. Various show polls. But everybody wanted Alonso more than Bregman.
And I think it's because it was the new blood factor. Yeah. But I feel like in the back of your mind, you're like, well, Bregman will be back. Bregman will be back. And then so when he officially goes,
people were kind of cheating and thinking they could maybe get both.
I think.
Yeah.
And so when he goes, then it's also going to go back to, all right, so your plan was sign Bregman to piss off Devers, who you trade away, and then that's going to bring that back up.
Look,
so now you lose both those guys for one season. How did you start last year with Devers and Bregman, and then you're going to start the next year with neither? That is a disaster.
Last year, the Devers people were wrong. They were wrong.
No, we were on the same page on that, but I'm saying like
they're going to be right about this if you don't do anything to replace them.
$70 million.
And you lose Bregman on top of it?
Let's call it 55, 60 home runs and $70 million to all play third base, but whatever. You know, one's a good teammate, one's not a bad teammate. Doesn't matter. But you take both those guys and then you turn it into like, I don't know, hopefully Meyer can play third.
I said I didn't want to hear from the Devers people ever again. I assume the Red Sox would spend the dime in the offseason.
They're
one of two teams. I like how Gordo put this. The only major league team, because the other team is the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, they don't count.
They're one of two teams that have not signed a big league free agent. I call
just
me crazy.
Out.
I assume they'd sign somebody by now.
No, well, free agency takes a while. It's like, well, not for the other teams. So not for every other team in the bigs.
You're in the same group as the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah.
So I'll allow the Devers people back for that. If they lose Bregman on top of it, and that's what pissed off Devers and the giant baby Rafael Devers, that's what pissed him off in the first place, then yeah, I'll allow for that. Let's get to the phones here. Ray is in Cumberland. Hello, Ray.
Hey, what's up, guys? First point, quick shout-out to Cumberland's Tyler Kolek last night, who had 15-5-5 in the NBA Cup. Looked really good.
Look, Ray, Celtics-Knicks game earlier this year, Bragg.
Yeah.
Tyler Kolek and his little boy body, I couldn't get over it. I'm like, there's a child out there on the court. I'm like, why is this child playing?
Nice little player.
Very good in the NBA Cup championship game last night. Good call, Ray.
He did look really good. And my second point is Greg Bedard was on yesterday, and after he did his film work, he said that Steph Diggs looked like he had no idea.
Yeah, Ray.
We talked about it on yesterday or Monday.
Ray, we talked about that from 10 to 2 yesterday.
Yeah.
Where Bedard had a tweet that said Diggs looked lost out. We talked about that
all
day yesterday.
That's how we got into
the
whole thing with McDaniels v. Vrabel.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
No, all good. No worries.
All right.
That was something we spent a lot of time talking about. In fact,
the guy who tweets at the show quite a bit, I thought maybe he would have caught that.
I think the TikTok from yesterday, the timeline from yesterday was Vrabel calls out McDaniels.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on Monday, McDaniels is like, well, crap, I better blame somebody. Don't mm-hmm. you know that Steph Diggs doesn't know the offense? Like that's me trying to figure out what happened yesterday. Yeah. But no, we spent a lot of time.
We did.
On Stephon Diggs magically forgetting the offense. Oh, we spent a lot of time on that yesterday.
No doubt. No
JP's in North Providence. Hello, JP.
Would you rather Wednesday, real simple, Joe Ryan and Marte or Bregman? Because I'd take Joe Ryan and Marte if that's the plan. I'm old school. Reggie Jackson was a cancer in the clubhouse, and he jacked them. People want home runs. It'd be great for the Dong Report. Bregman's overrated because he's a nice guy. If he wasn't a nice guy, he'd be gone.
Marte didn't hit that many more home runs than Bregman, but okay. I mean, Ryan and Marte over Bregman, sure.
Two is greater than one in this scenario,
but,
so yes, I'd rather have that.
None of them.
But one is also...
You're not going to get any of them.
Okay, right. They're going to get none, yeah. But let's play the game.
Yep.
You can make a case that you'd rather have Bregman because all it costs is money.
Yeah.
Ryan and Marte are going to cost you a bunch when it comes to prospect capital or players like Duran off your big league roster. Like,
yeah, didn't it seem the obvious thing would be what Dave Dombrowski did when he showed up and they needed a starter and a closer. So he signed David Price for a ton of money and then he traded for Craig Kimbrell. So it felt like going into this year, it was, yeah, we all want 3-4 players. Great. But like realistically, trade for one big-time player, sign one big-time player, and then go from there. And right now, they've done nothing.
No. Them and the Rockies. Again, good company.
Spider-Man meme. Rockies, Red Sox. Hey, good offseason.
I mean, it's I'm running out of ways to defend my guy, Craig. It's very difficult to do.
Yep.
We had the one off. We'll always have that one off season, Craig.
True.
We'll always have last year, late 2024, I guess. Mm-hmm. 617.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
They Said It, brought to you every day by Catches Law. At Catches, they don't just work here, they live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors, standing beside you during your toughest moments. And the results are really good. Over $3 billion won for injured workers. If that is you, go to CatchesLaw.com. What is up first this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Lou Maloney was on Nesson yesterday talking about Alex Bregman and the Red Sox possibly bringing him back. Here was Lou Maloney.
Is it Alex Bregman or bust, Lou?
You know, listen, as much as I want him, I don't believe that either. You know, I really, I don't, because, you know, I do look at a guy like Ketel Marte. I don't know, are they going to get involved in Bo Bichette? Like, I'll tell you in about a month or two when all these guys are off the board and nobody here is in Boston and wonder what the hell just happened. But I do think there's a lot of different paths. I think getting Alex Bregman right now is a great start. You know, you can just sort of breathe again. You're like, okay, you got Bregman. We're back to where we were last year. Now let's try to improve this thing. So I think it would help me sleep at night, but I'm not ready to cancel the season if it doesn't happen.
I mean, what are they waiting for?
I mean, Greg, what did I say when the offseason began? I'll remind you, I said that John Henry is leading the owners towards a lockout. He's demanding to put in a cap. He is not going to be spending like crazy while telling other owners they need to curb their own.
Yeah.
And that's why they're the only team in Major League Baseball who have not signed a free agent.
Not a single one.
Yeah.
The only team.
They're dragging
in
feet.
And so, you know, Lou talks about a couple months. I mean, the month and a half till the truck day. Like,
when did they sign Bregman last year?
It was February. So I guess
you got till February.
But also, like, some that are in the know, like Carrabas. Like, Carrabas has great sourcing and is deep when it comes to that. Says that Bregman is it doesn't sound good when it comes to Bregman. Like, he's not going to be back.
Probably not. So, because what's his number that he's looking for, right? We just saw the Pete Alonso number. So Bregman's got to be somewhere in where he wants a 4 or 5 year deal similar to that.
Do you not need to improve your baseball team?
Like, no, you do. You do. But I already think like this.
I mean, are they resting? Are they sitting there and saying, well, we lost Roman Anthony for the last month of the season, so things are going to be different when he's, he's full time. And is that going to be the story that they're selling everybody?
Well, they can sell that all they want. They've already swung and missed on the offseason because the offseason priority was to get a power-hitting bat. So even if you do sign Bregman back, you still swung and missed on the most important thing that you wanted to do with this offseason, which was get that power hitter in your lineup. Bregman's not that guy. So bringing him back, I don't think that – I mean, yeah, maybe it makes some people happy, but people are going to be like, wait a second.
I mean, there are a considerable amount of people. Some are in the Twitch chat and some are on the text line that say they don't want Bregman back. So that's fine, but listen to what Lou is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Lou is saying get back to at least the watermark that you were at the end of the season, which is having Bregman on this team, and then – add from there. They're not even going to have Bregman back.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the offseason's already a failure because I was all in on what you said you needed, and now it looks like that's off the board unless there's
– But you're going to have to trade for, you know, he brought up Bo Bichette or Marte. What, you're going to have to trade for those guys. So who are you willing to part with? Like, are you willing to part with somebody like Marcelo Meyer?
For the right price, absolutely. The job of Craig Breslow is to find which one of these highly rated prospects he doesn't actually think will translate and buy and sell high and get a player in return. Yeah. But
he's waiting till he gets deals.
It just sucks.
That is what Bresbot is doing.
Like, what are we going to do this year with the front office report? Like, Sam's going to say that I'm wrong and they're set. Like what are we going to do? Like,
just keep circling the parking lot.
Good morning.
Hi.
Because even the Bo Bichette thing, right?
Well, he's a free agent. Yeah, but I'm corrected by that.
Yeah, he's a free agent. Chat, but even him, he's not a power hitter.
No.
Like, he's a, if you said, all right, we signed Bo Bichette instead of Bregman, I'd be like, okay, because they're similar. They're almost like the same guy, except Bo Bichette's younger. So I'd be like, all right, cool, that works. And depending on what the price is that they might be willing to give him, maybe the Bregman thing, maybe they're just like, all right, the money you're asking for in the years at your age, we don't want to do that. But they got to get somebody. But I've already given them an F for the offseason because you
give them an F.
Yeah, because you said that you needed a power-hitting bat, and there were two available.
And you whiffed.
On both of them. And I don't know if there's somebody, I don't know, you'd have to do the deep dive baseball of what power hitting bat would be available in a trade.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Well, John. Greg, Wiggy is going to be very jealous of what the Los Angeles Lakers front office and kind of everybody in basketball ops was gifted for Christmas by Luka Doncic.
Oh.
J.J. Redick spoke to the media yesterday and kind of gave some insight on what Luka gave everybody as Christmas presents.
He got everybody in basketball ops. I think it was 103 total gifts. It's a very, very high-end e-bike. So I'll be excited to drive that down to the beach. Looking forward to a very nice gesture from him. The guys all really, really enjoyed it.
Oh, very nice. Pretty good one. Yeah,
I mean, Mayor Wu just demanded a trade for Luka.
What are those things run you?
Those will run you probably $3,500.
Really?
He said high-end ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those will run you some big money.
So it has, like, the little bell on it? And
you probably get the horn, everything. Yeah. You don't have to pedal, so that's the number one thing about it.
The Boomer gift was pretty nice this year for
us.
Yeah,
it was nice. Yeah, we talked about that. Victory Monday sweatshirt, kind of a jinx. But
I mean, I'd take a high-end e-bike.
Yeah.
I definitely would take
you would
that.
Like one of those?
High-end e-bike, Rolex. I feel like
Curtis will gift everybody one on the show.
Yeah. Yep. I feel like a lot of quarterbacks get their O-line Rolexes. I wish I was in on that.
Anything else?
Yeah. Well, speaking of quarterbacks, Wiggy, there's one quarterback whose job might be in jeopardy. Mike McDaniel, after the loss Monday night, spoke to the media yesterday and was asked about starting Tua on Sunday. Here was Mike McDaniel.
Are you considering a quarterback change this week?
Well, I think quarterback play last night was not good enough, and so for me, everything's on the table.
And who would you consider going to if you make a change?
Well, I think that we're in the process of game planning for the Cincinnati Bengals, so in that process, we're trying to determine who'll give us the best chance to win, and I'll probably give you more clarity on that tomorrow as we are, I think, 14 hours removed from the game.
All right. I mean, it's either Zach Wilson or Quinn Ewers. Take your pick.
Well, they're actually considering Steve Young based on the success that Phillip Rivers has had. So.
Bring him back, Dan Marino.
Yeah, Marino would be cool then. Bring him back. We've seen him in uniform in the commercials. So
I mean, you were saying, and others were saying yesterday, that Tua may be finished. You're not impressed with him.
No. I think he should be, but the problem is I think they're going to be on the hook for like $56 million next year.
Tons of money.
Yeah, so and I asked this question yesterday. You're the owner of the Miami Dolphins, Stephen Ross. What do you do? You're on the hook for a ton of money for two. I don't know the exact number. And Mike McDaniel, are you ready to pull the plug on that experiment? So what do you think Stephen Ross is more likely to do? And Curtis asked me this question yesterday, who's more likely to be back? Based on the number that Tua has, I would probably imagine it'd be Tua. Right? But Courtney, you've also said that Miami is saying they're going to stick with Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, they said that. So,
well, I mean, he has not had the success that I think some expected he would have in the NFL.
No.
So, and that's
After how it started, right? Like, he had a couple really, when he was healthy, he had a couple really good years. Tyreek Hill has like 1,900 yards almost one season.
Yeah.
And they were a playoff team, and then they get dominated in the cold because they're small and fast, and that doesn't work when it's cold and you're getting hit by guys twice your size.
Well, and that's the Alabama argument, which, you know, was used against me when I used to talk about Mac Jones winning a national championship, and everybody would be like, that's Saban and that's what's around him. And I guess maybe that's the same thing with Tua.
It would cost the Dolphins $72.9 million in dead cap space to cut Tua. So
might be worth it. All right. Take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to my alternate lead in the form of They Said It and what Charlie McAvoy said yesterday about the chemistry on this Bruins team, which caught my ear.
Okay.
What's different about it this season? We'll get to that coming up next. Coming up, Rob Ninkovich will be here, and we will talk Pats, Ravens, and everything else NFL with Rob Ninkovich coming up. We were in the middle of They Said It, and I wanted to get to Charlie McAvoy because it was my alternate lead this morning. And so yesterday He was discussing the chemistry on this hockey team this season. And so I caught my ear a little bit. Here's what Charlie McAvoy said yesterday.
I don't like tread lightly on this because I don't want to take a shot at last year or anything, because there's a lot of guys that aren't here anymore that I love deeply. But I think, you know, the chemistry of this year, you know, it feels a little different. We were able to sort of, you know, water that seed a little more. You know, I know last year we were right on the road. You know, we didn't get to do some of the bonding stuff to get to know each other. You know, and then before we know it, you know, Monty was fired. So, I mean, it was whatever. But this year has just been a little bit different. We were able to kind of learn from the mistakes maybe of last year and find a way to, you know, to get this team as cohesive, as close as we can. And I think that it's helped us in this first half year a lot.
What do you read into that if you're somebody who reads into things when it comes to the chemistry being different and I want to tread lightly and some guys aren't here anymore?
Who I love deeply.
Who I love deeply.
But may have been causing an issue.
Yeah. The locker room wasn't the greatest place to be last year.
I wonder why that
That's
is.
That's what it seemed like.
And I mean, you know, the reaction that Marchand had to that report just proved Rich was right. Like, you don't react that way if somebody's lying.
Jeez,
laugh about it.
I hate to think that.
The fact that he's going to have a job after this is insane.
Like, that's just a psychotic thing to say, that Rich Key, father of two, should lose his job.
That part's dumb. But, I hate to think that about Brad Marchand, but maybe he just wasn't a great captain. I don't
know. That's how you lose a job.
Or maybe it could have been his leadership style was a little bit different that these guys aren't used to. He comes from a different era.
Yeah.
So maybe it could have been that more than anything. I don't know. I wasn't in that dressing room.
I think it was more like, so he said they didn't have time to team bond. Then Monty gets fired. And then once Monty got fired, the rest of the season was an S show.
Yeah, but he said he needed to tread lightly because some of those guys weren't there.
That team bond.
Because I think, and this is, again, I love Rich Keefe. I think that he's saying I need to tread lightly because this all happened last season. Brad got pissed, and sometimes media takes things and runs with it. That's why I think he said I need to tread lightly, because there are guys that are no longer here who I love.
The team bonding thing, I call cap on that, because I'll ask a question.
Like, are they doing trust falls? So,
well, no.
They hung out in Vegas this
year. Well, somebody explain this one to me, because like I'm a four-year-old. Monty, who was the coach prior to last season?
Monty.
So what in that?
Well, he's kind of lumping the two together. He's saying we didn't have time to bond. We went right on the road, and then Monty got fired.
Well, but they had already built this chemistry. My point is they had already built the chemistry from the year before, where it was their record-breaking setting year.
Yeah.
So I think what ends up happening is not the fact that you didn't have time to build chemistry, because you have already built it. What I think it seemed like is just maybe when things were going a little bit rocky, leadership styles were different than what you might have been used to, and that looked like it created friction.
It could also be like, you know, if you remember, I think Brad Marchand certainly was upset with the Swayman holdout. Like, he went out of his way to talk about how, I'm paraphrasing, but we don't do that around here. And so
who on the Bruins is paid at the top of the market and is one of the best scorers in the NHL?
David Pastrnak.
And so Pastrnak took $11 million a year. He set the market, and rightfully so. That's what players do. Right.
But he didn't hold out.
Right, but Pasta's going to be perfectly fine with Swayman doing whatever he had to do, and he only held out in camp. He didn't miss games.
Right.
He missed games because they weren't ready to start him, but he was negotiating. And guys, Wiggy, you can speak to this. In a locker room, they want players to get the most money.
And I had said this when this happened. I bet there were guys in that locker room who were like, Brad, don't say that, because, you know, that's your teammate. And you know the business, Brad. Like, in order for you to make money, you sometimes have to hold their feet to the fire. And that might be meaning holding out. That's why I think Pasta was asked about it, and I could be wrong. But I felt like he was on Swayman's side, like, hey, he's got to do what he has to do. Once you start inserting yourself into your teammate's contract, that's a no-go.
Yeah.
From where I'm from, in the locker room, dressing room, clubhouse, it's like, I'm not going to criticize this guy for trying to make as much money as he can, knowing that the organization is going to try to penny pinch him.
Okay, that is, they said it. Coming up, Rob Ninkovich. Before that, though, we will get to Courtney and today's news next.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, Dan?
We did indeed. On we trudge. Nick Fitzy-Stevens, are you ready?
Yeah, I feel like it's my job to do this on the daily, so let's continue with the Fenway-bound misery.
Oh, that's a darn shame. Maybe you could put on your Santa hat and make it a little bit more festive. While I give you 60 seconds, go ahead.
I'll try, but it feels like every day now it's just me complaining about the Red Sox in the 3 o'clock hour on the three-point stance. And today's most troubling update, well, yes, some got a little bit excited earlier thinking that there would be some more money available now because the Red Sox... or Fenway Sports Group, I should say. We have to try to keep the two separate. Fenway Sports Group is the parent company of the Boston Red Sox. Fenway Sports Group is selling the Pittsburgh Penguins. Yay. I don't know where that money is going to go, but it doesn't sound like it's going to go to Alex Bregman. In case you missed it on the overnight, a new suitor is emerging in the Alex Bregman sweepstakes. The Arizona Diamondbacks, out right near Scottsdale, Arizona, where Alex Bregman has an offseason home, might be willing to make an offer of 5 years, $170 million. But that's okay, because you know what? The Red Sox will then get a suitable substitute for Alex Bregman in the form of Ketel Marte, who's older than Alex Bregman. And he's a sure-handed infielder with a good bat, although there could be some questionable clubhouse issues. What's that you say? It's a one-for-one swap? No, it wouldn't be, because the trade for Ketel Marte would probably also involve Marcello Meyer. So you're telling me Bregman and Meyer for Marte? Get out of here.
Yeah.
What an awful deal that would be. Sorry. I don't care how good Ketel Marte is. And I know the offseason is far from over, but what are we doing?
You can't trade somebody who's not on your Bregman is a free agent.
I'm saying the optics would be, so wait a second, we lost Bregman, and then to get a Bregman substitute, we traded Meyer. So in my mind, my twisted little storm of a mind, and maybe that of others, it would be like, wait, Bregman and Meyer went that way, and all we got back was Marte?
Gotcha, okay.
So yeah. You got rid of a clubhouse leader for a guy who, I don't know him, but reports out of Arizona are not
positive. Sounds a tad
positive.
Skittish.
Yeah, there's some issues there, but the other thing here is, is he really going to get $170 million over the next 6 years?
People question, was he getting 150
right
here?
Now it's 170? I don't
I don't really want to give Bregman $170 million.
No, but
over
you
the next
played with your food.
But why? If getting him costs 170 versus not getting him, don't you rather them spend the 170 million?
Okay, you know what FAFO means, right?
Yes,
of course you do. Like most people do, you as well, Ted. Right?
Yep.
Okay. My new definition of how what that stands for. Fenway always finds out, and they're about to continue to play with their food long enough that they're going to find out. They're going to leave Bregman like, here's what our offer is, even though we have way more money and you're super valuable to us. And by the way, we didn't get Alonso or Schwarber, and we're one of two teams along with the Colorado Rockies to have not signed anybody yet.
Yeah.
What? Merlone was, they played some Lou Merlone audio on the morning show today, and he's starting to lose his mind. He's trying his hardest to do the whole, like, well, we'll see where this is 2 months from now. I can tell you right now, a week before Christmas, this offseason stinks.
Yeah, no, I don't like where any of this is going. And Bregman, again, a swap of a clubhouse leader for a, I don't want to say clubhouse cancer again, I don't know him, but a
it's
guy
not
with
a swap, it's going to cost you
less
Meyer.
Sterling record. And what about the fact that I thought Pete Alonso was old and we didn't do long-term deals. So now we're going to do a longer-term deal with an older dude?
Like, yeah.
What's that all about?
Well, hold on, I'll tell you, that's my three-point stance. Why don't we go get
oh, then
your
let's
line
roll
started.
It.
Go, Dan, you...
All right.
Before I go, though, I just want to ask, did you know, because yesterday you weren't sure what the Red Sox strategy is. You were not totally clear on what their strategy is, right?
Yes, and you offered something resembling a strategy, but it's, you know, seems sound in its speculation, but I think none of us know.
Okay.
None of us know.
I'm going to tell you. Now, there's one guy that knows, and his name is Rob Bradford, and he said it the other night on Christian Arcand's show when Megan Ottolini was filling in with John Lyons, and he was on for the 8 o'clock hour. He said this about the Red Sox strategy this offseason.
But the way they look at it is that they say, oh, we get Sonny Gray, and we can make the case that he's as good as Dylan Cease. They can make the case that he's as good as Joe Ryan, and we don't have to commit to a bunch of years. We only have to commit to 1 year, get this guy for this championship run in 2026. That's how they view it. In other words, we don't have to commit all these years to that guy when we can get this guy for 1 year, and that's good enough.
So he just told you what the strategy is. Very clear. Did anybody understand that? If you didn't understand it, I'm going to recap it for you. So their strategy for the Red Sox is to avoid long-term free agent deals for older players, right? They prefer shorter value-driven contracts for the younger guys. They don't want to be burned by big contracts. They want to stay under the luxury tax and focus on cost-effective upgrades. So 3-year deals with options. And they want to balance big market spending power versus financial prudence. 1-year deals. So the windows for the Red Sox is 1-year windows from now on. That is their strategy. So if you weren't sure what it was, Bradford just told you what it was. It was unbelievable. I was listening to him. Again, Bradford, your back's got to be killing you for carrying all that water. But that is, and you know what, though? And I love Bradford. I love because he always slides in something. If you're not listening, he slides it in so fast. Just listen to what he, a little brag by Bradford. I think a lot of people missed where he gets his tattoos. Listen to this right here.
Mr. Cartoon, who did my tattoo, who does okay. Beyonce and all these people.
Yeah, it's Beyonce and all these people.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know who else, Ted? Mr. Cartoon is like the tattoo artist. Eminem, 50 Cent, anybody you could think of with crazy tattoos, it's
and
Mr.
Bradford.
Cartoon.
And that's where Bradford
in
went to
Bradford,
get his tattoo.
Obviously. And Bradford.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he?
Did anyone else almost
I mean,
break?
Yeah. Same tattoo place as Beyonce.
Yay, baseball. Yay, Beyonce. Yay, lemonade. So did anyone else almost break out laughing when Bradford said this 2026 championship run?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing.
That's borderline
lawful.
Yeah,
I loved it because Mago kept referencing 2026 World Series run to him as if,
with what?
Like, are you kidding me, right? This roster right now isn't very good. But we're going to sign some 1-year deals in the next 2 months. And we're going to make a 2026 World Series run.
They have a shortstop who's old. They have a shortstop who might have to play short or third or second, who could also get traded to Arizona. And they have a first baseman who's coming off a patellar tendon tear. That's the infield right now.
They don't have a first, a second, or a third baseman.
No,
right
no they really don't.
But, I mean,
but hey, championship
details,
run?
Details. I mean, focus on the championship
sorry,
run.
Right. Okay,
1-year
right.
deals. The other, so the snarky answer I'd like to have, isn't Scooble in the last year of his contract? So if we're going to do this, if you're just doing 1-year deals, trade for Tarik Skubal. And you might actually sell me that Crochet and Skubal for 1 year could win you a World Series.
No, no, no. But you got to give up. You got to give up assets. You
mean good players? The other teams want to hold on to good players. Is that how it works?
You have to sign 1-year deals while also maintaining organizational efficiency. Andy, you know that.
Hey, does Meyer, Dobbins, and Toley get you Scooble?
Meyer, Dobbins, and Toley, no.
Do they hang up on you, or do they at least?
No, I think they keep talking, but okay. I think they try to coax Roman Anthony out of you.
So they're not even at the high end of their own philosophy. Like, if you wanted to sell me that this could work, which I don't think it can work, I think it's stupid. I think you're getting further away from a championship run by the day. But if you wanted to sell me this is your philosophy, then go all in and go get the best 1-year player you could possibly find. And his name is Tarik Skubal. He's got back-to-back Cy Young Award. And you take him and the runner-up and you pair them at the front of your rotation and go with Roman Anthony hitting and however we piece together the lineup.
And Sonny Gray.
They might actually sucker a little gullible Andy in, but Sonny Gray, 62-year-old Sonny Gray, is supposed to be the guy that you're going to ride his back to the title.
36 is not the new 62.
Hey, it's similar.
But hold on. If Sonny Gray now is a third, Ted? And you got you go Skubal, Crochet, Sonny Gray. I mean,
yeah, why not?
But you heard Ratfo say that they're going to tell you that Sonny Gray is like Dylan Cease. So it's really according to them, they're going to sell us that he is. But
is there a gas leak over at the Fenway Sports Group offices?
No, I feel like I now know how Ted feels about me when I listen to their words and actually took them at face value. Mm. That's how I'm feeling about Bradfo, who's listening to their words. And taking them at face value.
So here
you
go.
It's like you almost want to like slap him in the head and be like, come out of it. Come out of it. You okay? The old John Henderson, slap him in the cheeks.
Text line, Ted, 603, letting Bregman go is going to be the biggest mistake this team has made in a long time because they will not be able to get what they got out of the team last year. And 508, they gave up a top five prospect for 1 year of a 36-year-old pitcher who kind of sucks. So people. Yeah.
There we go, Bradfo. There you go, Bradfo.
Yeah, that's for you, Bradfo, not me anymore. Sucker, that's Bradfo's music.
Red Sox.
You're the sucker.
Also, let the history show that Bregman's deal was a glorified 1-year deal. So they practiced and preached it last year, too.
Oh, yeah, yep. No, absolutely. And there's these conspiracy theory people that think that's they wanted point, to get rid of Devers, and they signed Bregman to push Devers out the way they signed Story to push Bogarts out, that they bring people in to push out people they don't want to pay. So if you really want to dig deep in their philosophies and how they're running
go back to 11 years ago. What's one of the bigger mistakes this organization made as far as starting pitchers? They overpaid the blank out of David Price and told John Lester, like, your services are no longer needed. Yeah, what'd he do? Oh, just lead the Cubs to a World Series a year later.
How did we get here? We were so optimistic in the summer. How did we get to here?
Sandoval.
Just pure pessimism.
Just bad contracts. Just they got tired. No, 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 no.
Sandoval.
He has like a Pavlovian response to that. He mid-sentence just stops it. And then if you stop it, he can talk again.
It's sad. It's sad, guys. I mean, it's sad. I thought, you know, at the beginning, I thought it was going to be. At the end of last year, I was like, okay, we're going to build on last year. Nope, not
the
case.
There was such great energy last year.
Gonzo,
it was so
man.
Fun.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It's over, so move past it. And let's look to the Patriots. They're fun. The Patriots have a big game on Sunday night in Baltimore. We'll begin the build-up to the Ravens, a 7-7 football team, but they still have Lamar and Derrick Henry and the little physical style of play. So we'll start that build-up to Sunday night football. It's next year on WEEI.
Yeah, so let's pop over to baseball. So Puka Nacua is on a live stream. Mookie Betts also on a live stream. Mookie Betts talked about how he never really wanted to be traded from the Boston Red Sox. Here was Mookie Betts.
Could you like were you shocked when they traded you? Like, what were you feeling as soon as you heard the news that you got traded?
I knew they told me, but it was weird, man, because I was like, why?
You would have stayed there forever.
I didn't know any different. No, it was, yeah. I didn't want to leave, but, I mean, I understood the business side of it.
Yeah.
That's Cap. Do we believe Lou?
Oh, wow. We finally have an athlete Wiggy won't say he believes.
Do we believe Lou?
I believe Lou.
Lou said there was a 10-year, $300 million deal on the table for Mookie Betts. He left to go to the Dodgers for an extra $65 million.
This is unbelievable.
I'm just asking a question.
No, you're not. You're stating something. If Wiggy had thought, as I do, that the team screwed up and created a false narrative after they didn't want to give him the money, he would play that cut, and say, I rest my case.
No, no. I
that
said
is
this,
the actual player.
No, no. I said this at the time.
Question.
Stop it, Curtis. Stop it. I said it at the time. I said, you should have gave Mookie the 350 that he wanted.
Yep.
You should have gave it to him. But if Mookie's saying, I wanted to stay here, so you left for 65 more million?
Yeah, so he could have stayed here.
He could have stayed here.
Yeah. Luke, now Wiggy says he should have taken less?
No, no. Listen. No, I'm saying what he's saying to us.
Right.
He
you
did
think
not
it's cap.
He didn't want to leave.
If he wanted to, a player can stay, right. And he could have stayed and foregone the right. Additional
well, a
50.
A player
million.
Can I could stay see if at they, market value.
No,
he
no.
Wasn't going to stay for
Curtis,
what they were offering.
Curtis, stop it. I could see if he said, the Red Sox only offered me $200 million. And the Dodgers offered me 365. The Red Sox, based on what Lou Maloney said, and everybody says...
Why don't we just listen to the guy that was part of it?
No, no. So now you don't believe Lou.
I believe the person who was actually part of it.
Hey, it's Lou.
You were just beating Lou's drum the other day when right. I was like, well, Lou's not going to talk bad about that guy. And you were like, whoa, don't ever say anything negative about Lou.
That was what
well,
Greg
that's
said.
That's how I feel. Yeah. That's how I feel.
So, I had said this.
I mean, we look like brothers, but let's not go crazy.
I had said this. The Red Sox should
have... Yeah, listen, it's still hard.
They should have gave him the money. But the thing that the Red Sox didn't want to do, what Mookie ended up doing, he wanted 12 years versus 10 years. Oh. So, if you really wanted to stay, we say it all the time. All right, $50 million? I mean, give me $300 million. I'm cool with that.
If only John Henry could have sold the Penguins at that point. Right. Would have had right. The money to keep them.
Right, he would have had the extra 50.
That's
Curtis,
it
on, stop it.
That's they said it. That's they said it. Courtney and today's news coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.